Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ala. Now, there is a narrative found in Al-Wasit, which is Bahadi's tafsir, and a similar one having the same text found in As-Salabi's tafsir, which reads, Man qara Surah Al-A'la, a'ta'ahu Allahu ashra hasanat li'adadi kulli harfin, anzalahu Allahu ala Ibrahim wa Musa wa Muhammad. Both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'f from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a translation of this text would be that the person who reads Surah Ala, the Almighty will grant him the reward of 10 pious deeds for every letter that he revealed to Abraham, to Moses, and to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what the text of the narrative says. However, unfortunately, this narrative, as I have pointed out, is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the way it is reported in Al-Wasit. And the reason perhaps is that it contains two very weak narrators, one of which is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. And incidentally, both these narrators are also found in Salabi's narrative, which is of course also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'f from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we regard one of them to be concocted, there is no reason that the other should also be regarded as concocted. So I was just discussing the information regarding Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, and the comments about him from various hadith authorities are, and Rizal authorities are, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay and Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says غَيْرُ السِّقَى. And Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Zayif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be Matruk. And Imam Nisai also says that لَيْسَ بِسِقَى وَلَا يُكْتَبُ حَدِيثُهُ. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also comments on him by saying he's Qazzab, he's a liar. And Abu Qasim al-Bughbi says Zayif al-Hadith Jiddan, that he's extremely weak in matters of Hadith. So it is perhaps on this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded his narrative to be concocted and fabricated as far as Al-Wasit is concerned. And as I said earlier on, there is no reason that we should not regard it to be not concocted in the case of Salabi's tafsir, because here too we find Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. So all in all, we can say that this narrative has no basis. It is a concocted and fabricated narrative as far as reaping the blessings of a surah are concerned, as indeed is the case with Surah Ala. The best way to go about it is to understand its message, to read it with a good translation, to spread that message, to reflect on this message, and to communicate this message as far as it is possible. This is the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah, and to totally ignore and disregard a narrative such as this, which has been regarded to be concocted and fabricated. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.